because you can handle the truth.
Where? On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Yes, we are. Welcome back to Left and Right, ladies and gentlemen. We are mighty proud of that ragged old flag. Bet you weren't expecting that introduction music. Really a poem, a beautiful thing to witness and hear. I wanted people to take note of that poem that Cash Man gave us, beauty of that, and realize that America isn't just cut and dry, black and white, or what one group imagines it is versus another. In that poem, that music of Mr. Cash, the Cash Man, which I love so much and admire so much, speaks of the history, right or wrong, and what makes America the greatest country on earth. And the simple idea of respecting the flag nowadays isn't thought like it was back in Cash's time or his time before him. People were disrespected, don't care about it, hate this country, claim they're Americans. Think you to choose a different way of expressing your love for your country by standing for the flag and respecting the flag. But I'm not one of those people. They're out there. They're in both parties, Democratic Party and the Republican Party, no question. You can't see that. I don't know what to tell you. Just by the spectacle of what we witnessed over the past week with this Supreme Court pick by Trump, Mr. Brett Kavanaugh, and the circus that involved the woman. Her name passes me. Christine Baisley, Pagsley, whatever the heck her name is, Ford. I don't remember it because it's nonsense and something I'll deal with. But since it's in the news, I just have to speak briefly about it. But I'd like to thank you again for joining me on this 29th of September, 2018. The fall is upon us. I mean, did anybody, I'm supposed everybody caught the political that we witnessed. Just a disgrace that we're witnessing. I mean, does everything have to be dramatized to a degree where truth is not the conclusion people are seeking? Have you ever wondered that? Like, there's so much drama involved, whether whoever's speaking. I mean, if it's in the media, it's going to be dramatized. It's entertainment. I mean, honestly, that's what it is. I can't think of any news outlet that doesn't overhype something or puts drama into the narrative. Now, I mean, I'm impartial to Tucker Carlson because I believe he does a great work, and that's I think that's it. Like, I try to watch the other ones, but I just. I'm not upset about what I'm hearing. It's just I know what's coming next. You know what I mean? Like you've heard this story before. It's the same old thing. And this Kavanaugh thing with, you know, the midnight hour, the last hour to come out with accusations to stall up the process and all that. I mean, we've seen it before. I mean, it's nothing new. But I want people to realize that I think what upsets me most is that I hear fellow patriots and others that I speak with, and they talk about, oh, you know, confirm Kavanaugh, just blindly confirm Kavanaugh. Oh, Kavanaugh's great, he's squeaky clean, he's a nerd, you know, he wouldn't do such a thing, blah blah blah. I'm not accusing him or saying that I agree with Ford's presentation or what she's about, but I mean, things happen in high school, college, drunken nights, whatever, whether you're drinking or not. Maybe you got silly and pull out your willy. I rhymed. You like that one? Cat silly and pull out my willy at the party. Thought it was funny and shaking it around, whatever. People witnessed it. Oh, no, you know, whatever. I'm not saying that happened, but I mean, I can see it happening, you know. Kids do silly stuff. Adults do silly, crazy stuff. Now, is that sexual assault? No. Sexual abuse in certain scenarios? I don't think so, but I could be wrong. But everything about that situation stinks. And for the fact that people are cheerleading this Kavanaugh nominee, I mean, I could care less about the nominee and who the next justice is going to be, honestly. To me, who the hell is the Supreme Court anyways? Who is that? I mean, to me, I don't know those people. I don't know the decisions they make. I mean, maybe I should. But they're not supreme to me in my eyes. Like, I don't know. Who are you? You're not my mother and father. Not God. So, I mean, I'm a religious guy. I believe, spiritual guy. Like, no one's more supreme than the highest being in the world or in this universe. Like, so how is still a Supreme Court? Well, anyway, I'm digressing. But you get my point. But I think what I'm bothered about the most is that Kavanaugh's record isn't really judged the way you think it should be judged. So, for instance, like, he's the Bush appointee to the appellate court in D.C., which is a swamp all by itself, the appellate court. It's pointed by Bush in 2003, I believe. So, I mean, if you look at his decisions, his record leading up to now, I mean, there are some questions that could come into play. But no one talks about it. You know, everything's, oh, great decision. He's conservative. He's pro Second Amendment. He's, you know, gun guy. He's against abortion and blah 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 blah. Right? That's what they tell us. I mean, I haven't really dug deep into Kavanaugh myself, but I hear that fervor, that fervor coming from the right, coming from conservatives, and gotta back him and stuff like that. But you know, to me, it's more of the revolving door of those presidents in the past who are still wielding power by getting people in the Trump administration, sending them to Congress, pushing certain nominees, right? Kavanaugh had to be one of them. He's a Bush appointee. He's in that circle. And to say that he's, you know, wasn't for everything that Bush stood for, I mean, with his decisions he made while he was on bench in the Court of Appeals, whatever, appellate court in D.C., I mean, that remains to be seen. I don't know what type of judge he'll be in the Supreme Court. Is he the type of judge, Supreme Court judge that will reinvoke the Constitution from his deferrals? In my estimation, the Constitution has completely been eviscerated by politicians the last 100 years, 100 plus years. So is he going to be the main guy to be like, hey, look, this is the Constitution, you need to follow it? Is he a constitutionalist, I guess, is the question. I don't know. People may say he is. I have no idea. But correct me if I'm wrong. So, end of the month, coming up fast here, about to start another. And as I love to do and go through, I love to talk about what happens in Chicago on a monthly basis, because I think it's important to realize that anything that people, especially in the black community, talk about is just something they don't talk about, is the deaths and the murder and the mayhem, the chaos going to Chicago. And they don't talk about how to get out of it. But just real quick, as I like to do at the end of the month or beginning of the month, is go through the stats of the month and see how many killed and stuff like that. People were shot. So in September, real quick, from heyjackass.com, 37 shot and killed this month, 196 wounded, 233 total shot, and 40 homicides. So just real quick, I didn't peek at the trend. So I think they're trending downward. Maybe because summertime's over, right? We're getting to the fall and the wintertime. Maybe it's going to chill out a little bit. We'll see. So the next thing I like to look at is, you know, the wildfires in California. You know, and right now I think there's like six to eight active wildfires in California, up and down Northern California to Southern California. I mean, real issues. Right? Costing them billions of dollars. Yeah? Federal emergency money is going out there to fund whatever type of recovery California has. Now, I don't know the GDP of California and how much they bring in, how much money they bring in, but with all the money that pours into Silicon Valley, don't you think that they would start some sort of fund themselves to help restore California instead of feeding off the federal government, right? The American taxpayer. You would think, right? Wouldn't the governor be like, hey, look, Silicon Valley, you guys bring in clearly billions of dollars. Yeah? Can we get some of those billions to reinvest and to help rebuild California? I think that would be a better option than kicking a can down the line and passing that money, recovery money, off to other Americans. But that's just my thoughts on that. But what I really want to talk about just a little bit more is this Kavanaugh thing. And some of the things, just my little takeaway of this.
It's, first of all, it's a circus. It's all nonsense. And I think what reaction that people are getting, or the type of response that Lindsey Graham is getting for his fake outburst and his red face that he was giving people, and the shouting he was doing, the pointing of fingers, and the words he was using to describe the Democratic Party and all that stuff, and obstructionists and all that, I find it really funny. Because here this guy is, he's a never Trumper. Let's get this straight out there. All the people who were boisterously objecting, you know, jumping up and down, I mean, these guys hate Trump, right? I asked people who were surprised and loving the fact that Lindsey Graham, you know, some people say is his nuts dropped, and sound like a man, which he doesn't do very often. But I asked people who were excited about him, and I just asked one question: who did Lindsey Graham endorse for president of the United States in 2006? Can I answer that? If you can answer that, that's great. I want to know if you can answer that. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But if you want to call in, participate in this conversation, 800-313-9443. And if you want to participate in this conversation, 800-313-9443. So I'm going to save the answer. I mean, people on this network are great, and they know who he supported. Then once you figure out who he supported, then you see why he was jumping up and down for Brett Kavanaugh and calling everybody despicable and every name under the sun. And who's the other guy? Jeff Flake? Flakey? Right? Jeff Flakey Nuts? That's what I like to call him. Like, look at this guy. Man, he's from Arizona. You know, it got me thinking, right? You know, I'm looking at this process, and I'm seeing stuff happen, and it got me thinking, like, okay, here you got these Republicans, these guys who are supposed to be conservative. You know, I don't doubt them or whatever in that case, but I doubt what they do in their actions. But, you know, you want a conservative Supreme Court nominee to get selected, right? A good nominee. Let's just say, hypothetically, that Kavanaugh is a great nominee and he should be Supreme Court Justice, okay? What do you think that every Republican wants to put that nominee forward and not delay the process any longer? But what do we have? We have a delay, right? We have a delay in the process. Why is that? Well, some say, oh, you need help from some Democrats that can't ram them through and all that stuff. But I'm thinking to myself, like, why not? Don't they control Senate? I could be wrong. I don't know. Do they control the Senate and all the votes? Not all the votes, but the majority votes needed for him to pass? Maybe they need like one or two Democrats. I don't know. I don't try to keep track because it's all political nonsense, but maybe someone can help me out. So you would think that would go through just fine. But here's my idea. Here's what I believe is at play. Here's what's happening. This whole nonsense is McStain's dying wish. I'm sorry, McCain's last request. Think about that. Back in a moment.
Myself, Lord and Master, shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after. And to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to plaster with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seek an everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe.
and watch another C-Cypher pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, welcome back to Left to Right. I'm your host, Abdul Shaheed, for the 29th of September, 2018. Thank you for coming back to this program. And as I left off, I was talking about the Never Trumpers and McCain's or McStain's last stand. Honestly, you can write this up as McStain's last stand. You see the people surrounding this whole Brett Kavanaugh circus and the leading voices who were out front of this in the media looking so upset and vigorously opposing anything that, you know, against, you know, the Democrats or whatever in their tactics. I'm not saying the tactics are right. I'm just saying the list of people involved in this makes me question Jeff Flake. You talk about him, right? He's in the mainstream media, right? Who else is in there? From the Republican side. Lindsey Graham. Mitch McConnell. You know, and I just happened to pull up a list of all the people who are against President Trump. And the list is quite extensive. Lindsey Graham, Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, Dean Heller, Mike Lee, Rod Portman. The list goes on. Huge list. I mean, there was even an article I saw. It was an interview. It was an article. It was McCain and Flake push back against Trump's call on Russia, right? War hawks, rhinos, people want war. Very interesting. But we had a caller online, and Jerry in Chicago, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Abdul. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Long-time listener ever since you got on the network, and I liked what I've heard. First-time caller, though.
But, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, you touched a spot here. And there's a couple of questions I have. Why did Dianne Natzel-Feinstein decide to hold this letter for as long as she did when she could have submitted it right away and said, hey, listen, we got a problem with Kavanaugh? She didn't do that. And then, as I recall hearing, is that nobody ever got to see the original letter that this this double doctorate babyface Floyd, you know, sent in. The other questionable thing is that she sure does not act like a person that has a double doctorate. She acts like she's like a big fat 12-year-old.
Jerry. Let me ask you. Great points, but let me ask you this: do you, in your opinion, do you feel like this whole thing was scripted in a way that it will make, obviously, when she comes and she coach? I believe. Do you think it was scripted in the way that it will present her in a certain fashion on the public view? You know, as you mentioned, that the 12-year-old little act like a little baby doesn't think like it doesn't sound like a double doctorate, right? What's your opinion on that?
Scripted is not the word I would use, but what is her tie? And I got this from another network. What is her tie to the CIA? If I'm not mistaken, she's an analyst or a teacher with the CIA, and I believe her husband has something to do with the CIA as well. Did you hear anything about that?
I heard about that, and, you know, that's something I don't know. I didn't look it up because, you know, honestly, it's a waste of time because we know for a fact this department is split. There's a war going on, and the CIA, the FBI, even locally, there's war of factions going on. So I'm not surprised that would be the case. So I didn't even bother looking it up. I heard of that. But to that very point, you just look, if you were watching that, and I hope you watched that, she kept talking about Google. Oh, our home in Sao Paulo, Palo Alto, where I host Google employees, and they come over, and we have dinner. I was like, whoa, why are we that in this hearing? The hearing's about your sexual assault, but you're talking about your house in Palo Alto, how you love Google employees coming over. So it makes me wonder, who the heck are those Google employees that are coming over, and those interns, quote-unquote interns, right?
Yeah. You know, and something else that gets me, too, is how many of these Democratic senators got up there, and especially Dick Durbin from Illinois, that no good, well, I can't say it on the air. But anyway, came out and quoted her as being a hero. for coming out with this stuff. 36 years later, isn't that past the statute of limitations? I think she's 29 years past that. She never filed a police report.
Listen, Jerry, I'm going to hold you over. If you can you do that for me? Because I want you to finish your thoughts. Jerry? We may have lost him, but back in a moment.
News is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it.
Back to Left to Right. This is your host, Abdul Shaheed. We're finishing up with Jerry from Chicago. I want you to finish up on the point that you're making about how it's like the same type of script that they use, like Democrats. And you know, an outstanding, you were talking about Dick Durbin, how they try to make her portray her as being an outstanding person. But go ahead and continue that final point, please.
Yeah, well, I'm not a big fan of Dick Durbin, by the way, but he seems to be in forever and ever. But he starts off with, you know, you're such a hero for bringing this to our attention and everything. Again, where was the law enforcement involved 36 years ago when this happened? And why has the FBI said that they will not investigate this case because there is no evidence to investigate? Her best friends had turned her down and coming out and testifying. You know, none of this makes any sense. And it's the same thing they did with Trump making that comment about the woman with one of the Bush's cousins. And he did not know he was being recorded. The same thing with the Stormy Daniels case and everything. The Democrats that hard up that they got nothing else in their playbook?
Yeah, that's a great point, and I appreciate the call, Jerry. Anything else you want to finish up with before I let you go?
No, I loved your intro song or that poem, John Wayne. I'm a big John Wayne fan, and I don't believe I've ever heard it before. Abdul, keep up the good work, man.
All right, I appreciate you, Jerry, and please don't be a stranger. Call in whenever you get a chance and whenever you listen. Thank you so much. I played that John Wayne song because I felt it. You know, I used to listen to that all the time, and you know, growing up, people, he's racist, Johnny Cash. I'm sorry, not John Wayne, Johnny Cash, and like he's racist, blah 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 blah. I'm like, okay, well, the man makes incredible music, and the lyrics touch me. That song is real. If you are a red blooded American, you cannot help but feel that song. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. White, black, purple, green, orange. Doesn't matter. Believe in America. And if you're a patriot, hear that song. I mean, it makes me want to stand up and salute. But I just want to transition into what I really want to talk about. And that's the Catholic Church and this pedophilia and the systemic pedophilia. But Jerry made a great point, and it was a perfect transition and a segue into what I want to speak about. Here they're talking about with this hearing, the Kavanaugh hearing, that this is 36 years ago, right? Past the statute of limitations, but they're holding up this justice pick. But they use the same tactic politically as they do with the church abuse scandal. They cover it up, number one. And then in the media, they tell you that it didn't happen. And they do it so hypnotically that you start to believe them and that it didn't. And there's no such thing, and the priests are sorry, and they love you, and they love your children, and we'll pray with you, pray for the priests, pray for the church, just give us all your money, just follow whatever we're doing, right? Put you in this hypnotic trance, and it's absolutely maddening to me, because exactly what they're doing, as Jerry mentioned with Dick Durbin, coming out in front, saying that you're courageous for bringing this forward, what about the abuse victims of the Catholic Church? I know, I'm sorry, Catholics out there. I'm not trying to, you know, jump on, you know, bashing your religion. That's not what I'm doing. What I want to do is make it clear that the most powerful organization in America and globally, at least one of the top ones, is the Catholic Church and Vatican. I mean, if you disagree, let me know that you disagree. Tell me that the Vatican, the institution of the Catholic Church, is not one of the most powerful on this. Let me know now. Okay? It is. They do the exact same thing. Now, I want to play this first clip. If you guys remember, it's going to be, I played it before, but play this first clip to get us started down the path of understanding what's going on. Because here's why. While this whole circus of the stinking Kavanaugh hearing, the news cycle has been on, this Catholic Church abuse thing is exploding, and nobody's talking about it. Please play that first clip.
Good afternoon. Josh Shapiro, honored to serve as Pennsylvania's Attorney General. And I'm here, finally, to announce the results of a two-year grand jury investigation into widespread sexual abuse of children within the Catholic Church and the systematic cover-up by senior church officials in Pennsylvania and at the Vatican. The investigation involved dozens of dedicated teammates, agents, and lawyers of mine in the Office of Attorney General. Their commitment, know-how, and compassion is truly inspiring. Our team was led by three extraordinary prosecutors: Michelle Henry, our first Deputy Attorney General, Executive Deputy Attorney General Jennifer Selber, and of course, Senior Deputy Attorney General Dan Dye. I also want to thank a special unit within the FBI whose assistance was indispensable to our investigation. Over the last several months, an intense legal battle has played out between my office and individuals who have concealed their identities through sealed court filings. These petitioners, and for a time some of the diocese, sought to prevent the entire report from ever seeing the light of day. In effect, they wanted to cover up the cover-up. They sought to do the same thing that senior church leaders in the diocese we investigated have done for decades. Bury the sexual abuse by priests upon children and cover it up forever.
You hear him speak? You heard the man speak, right? He's thinking about this.
These petitioners still don't have the courage to tell the public who they are. Moments ago, an 884-page report issued unanimously by the 40th statewide investigative grand jury, the largest.
Okay. So you hear him speak about that, right? It's being covered up. Now, I said this the last time. Now, Trump needs to unseal unseal whoever put their name anonymously and is fighting this. He needs to go in and find out whose name is under that. Who's fighting this man from exposing the Catholic Church abuse? Who's doing it? We already know the Vatican and their position. It doesn't happen, right? It's imaginary. I played you Donald World a couple weeks ago about, I'm not going to step down. Nothing was done wrong. I just heard about these allegations. This is madness, okay? Now, real quick. And people don't understand. Now, see, I had people say, Trump's not fighting for Kavanaugh. And by the way, he's a Catholic, right? Went to a Catholic private school, right? In D.C., the swamp, where a lot of the child abuse is going on there. Can Kavanaugh speak on that? Quick, I had to slide that in there real quick, in case you guys didn't know that. Throw that in there. Now, and I wondered, okay, Catholic going on to the Supreme Court, what if the abuses and all this crap that's going on in the Catholic Church gets up to the Supreme Court? But that's, I don't know. But anyways. Why Trump he's not backing Kavanaugh? What's going on? He nominated him, he's a great pick. Why isn't he backing him? And in my mind, because I'm all into this church abuse thing, Catholic abuse thing. My mind, I'm like, you know what? He's got his plate full with this Vatican, this Catholic Church scandal. His plate is full. Didn't he sign that executive order in December of this year or last year regarding child trafficking and all that good stuff, freezing assets and charging people and all that stuff? Didn't he sign that, right? People who commit egregious abuse against children trafficking, human trafficking, right? Remember that? And supposedly there's 50,000 diamonds, still the diamonds that are floating around and people getting nabbed up. Now, I will say one thing real quick. I live in Minneapolis, but I know of major abuse going around in St. Cloud area. Guess what? Ooh, did I say St. Cloud? Yes. Huge diocese there. Abuse for years, 100 years plus, child abuse, right? I've been noticing military helicopters and C-130s traveling flying in that direction several times the past month. I don't know what they're doing. It's just speculation. I have no idea. Just throwing it out there. Seeing it. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're training for, but they're heading that direction. I'm just going to go ahead and make an assumption. Screw it. They're going to go pick up these sealed indictments. They're going to pick these folks up. Give them some justice, hopefully. But real quick, so the media circus around Kavanaugh, right? Media circus. Anytime there's a media focus and there's a circus going on, there's always something going on in the background that's more important and that should be talked about, but is not. Because it is the same, like Jerry mentioned, it's the same thing. Political hacks get out in front of the scandal, They talk about the so-called survivor in a positive light, right? Where are these people, I believe, that are complicit in all levels of government, who are covering up the very abuses that are going on? Worse than some guy named Kavanaugh throwing Ford on a bed and sitting on top of her, trying to grope her. No penetration, no anything like that. She gets away, and, you know, it's 36 years later, they're stopping him from being a Supreme Court justice, right? He's not charged anything. You know, media's in a frenzy. The lefts are in a frenzy, right? Where is that fervor from the left when talking about the sexual abuse of these children in the Catholic Church? I gave, a couple weeks ago, I gave you a number, a percentage. It was 1% of abuse or survivors, children, if they're surviving or not, could be dead, some of them. I gave you 1% of possible all the abuses that happened in this country last year. 1%. That 1% was 160-something thousand victims. 1% of possible, of all the possible victims from, because we know that the bishops, the archbishops from the top to the bottom are abusing children, raping children, murdering children, trafficking children, sex trafficking children. I'm talking about this country, 1%, 100 and something thousand victims. Where's the media circus? Where's Jeff Flake at? Where's Lindsey Graham at? Where's Klobuchar from Minnesota? Where are you at? Speaking of which, where are you at, Ms. Klobuchar, when speaking about the victims, the alleged victim of Keith Ellison, his abuse, his physical abuse of his former girlfriend, with documented evidence? Do we not believe her? Is she not believable? I don't know. You tell me. There's always something going on in the background. Real quick, I'm going to show you. I'm going to read off a couple headlines to you and read some of the stories, so you can get a better sense of what's actually happening in the background. Burlington Free Press, September 27th, just recently. South Burlington, Bishop Christopher Coney said he would consider releasing abuse victims' non-disclosure agreements that they signed with the diocese. Some survivors of the abuse of St. Joe's Orphanage, recognize where that is, said they signed agreements known as NDAs in exchange for a little less $5,000, which they said the diocese gave them to compensate for the cost of the therapy. Raping them children. Here's $5,000 for therapy. Now shut your mouth. Let me continue. Well, and I quote, "I wouldn't retaliate. I'm open to that." This is the guy speaking, Bishop Christopher Coney. There are a number of people over the years who had NDAs and came out and publicly spoken about it, and we have never enforced it, said Coney on September. And he would like to speak to the diocese attorney, Tom McCormick, to find out if there are any downside of which we was unaware or they were unaware of. There's a precedent for the release. The Archdiocese of Boston, blah, 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 blah. But this is out of Vermont. Can anybody name a senator out of Vermont that was actively protesting and very upset about the nominee in this process of Brett Kavanaugh? Republican, probably. Who? Can anybody name that guy? Or maybe it was a Democrat. Doesn't matter. Did any of them talk about this abuse and this scandal that's dropping out of that area? Let me go on. There's another one here that's going under the radar. Times Free Press, September 28th. Pope Francis defrocked a Chilean priest who was a central character in the global sex abuse scandal rocking his papacy. Let me say that again. Global sex abuse scandal. It goes on to say, invoking his supreme authority to stiffen an earlier sentence amount of damage priest's crime had caused. Reverend Fernando Caramita, who was originally sanctioned in 2001, knows the word sanctioned, not going to prison, not brought to justice, but sanctioned in 2001 to live a lifetime of penance and prayer for his sexually abused, for having sexually abused minors in upscale Santiago parish he ran. Think about that. Look, your child slips down the stairs, has a bruise on her elbow, her shoulder, and her face. She fell by herself. She goes to school. Teacher notices that bruise. It says, what happened to you? And the child goes, I slipped down the stairs and I hurt myself. The first thing they do, boom, 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 CPS. Police. Abuse at home. Your child is gone. You're in jail. This is madness. Back in a moment.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President. President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not
the
be
televised.
The revolution
will not be televised. Welcome back to Left to Right, and I want to apologize outright to my listeners and those calling in. I sometimes rant about stuff. I have so much material that I want to slam into 1 hour. It's tough, but on the other hand, I don't want to do it because I get so frustrated with what's going on out in this world. Real quick headlines. Former Cardinal McCarrick, who was the D.C. Archbishop, whatever, living in Friary out in Kansas after his name comes up in an investigation of abuse scandal. Bay Area politicians, this is from Mercury News, call for statewide probe in Catholic Church. Politicians are, where are you, Dianne Feinstein? You one of those politicians? I guarantee you're not. Pennsylvania AG, this is from the Trib Live. Pennsylvania AG Shapiro, new information surfaced in Catholic abuse scandal. German Catholic priest, this is from DW.com. German Catholic priest abused thousands of children. This is global. This is worldwide. Not being talked about. And all these headlines I'm giving you are within the last 2 weeks. All this monkey business is going on with this Kavanaugh nonsense. Dave in Nevada, please, thank you for joining us. I'm taking you out with whatever you have to say. What's on your mind, my man?
Yeah, I think this whole priest thing with the Catholic Church is really, really bad. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I kind of have a Catholic background. And I went to a Catholic university, and I saw a lot of things. I'm actually a convert. I converted from, like, one form of Christianity to another. So I went over to Catholicism. But what's been going on has been going on for decades. And so I knew about it, and everyone in my circles, kind of like my social circles, knew about it too. So I kept asking myself, why does this keep going on? And this was back in like the 90s, and I kept asking myself, why does this keep going on and it doesn't stop and no one's doing anything about it? Because I would see people like, you know, cardinals would come to our school, and these guys were already known pedophile harboring people. It was already found out that they were harboring pedophiles, but they just moved them around. So I just kept asking myself this question, why is no one doing anything about it, and they're letting these guys just waltz around their schools, give speeches and stuff, and I thought it was really odd. But the other extreme of this that I see, which seems to be a setup, is the government is starting to get involved, and I don't think it's necessarily a good idea, even though I think that these priests should be punished to the ultimate punishment. That kind of crime back like hundreds of years ago was punishable. It was a capital punishment by the Catholic Church, not by a civil government. But the danger that I see is that it seems like there is this kind of setup going on with the Catholic Church and the government, the civil legal system taking over criminal matters in the church. And it's not just going to affect the Catholic Church. It's going to affect all people of all faiths because it's going to leave religion now open to legal scrutiny. In other words, the government is going to start creeping in on your, like, where you're going to church now and what you
but
do
don't
in
they,
church.
Let me ask you, don't they do that already, Dev? Don't they already encroach with the 504c3 whatever heck thing? Don't they already do that and manipulate,
that's not so much an encroachment. That's like one of the first steps, I think. What I'm talking about is when justice is being dealt with by our governments, and we all know that the legal system is corrupt. So what do you have when you have a corrupt legal system taking over a corrupt and don't you can't tell me that there aren't any pedophiles in the legal system.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Dave, I appreciate your call. We're ending up here, and you're absolutely right, Dave, and I thank you for your call. You're absolutely right. They are corrupt in the political system, legal system, all systems of government. They're all corrupt. It's up to us, the people, to be willful to speak out and bring these criminals to justice. There ain't no just sanction you off and you go live a life in prayer. No, you rape children. You sexually abuse children. There's justice for that. Not the supreme lord of the land, the papacy, and the pope. Thank you for your call. Thank you for joining me today, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eye on what's going on with this abuse scandal. And it's not just the Catholic Church. It's global, worldwide, throughout the institutions in our society and other societies. Pay attention to this, what's going on. Forget the nonsense in mainstream media. Thank you for listening. You can run on for a long time.